He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on May 11th, Wednesday. There's not a ton going on in the world of NBA Top Shot and NFL all day, as you're probably aware of, but we got to find something to talk about. So what I'm bringing to the table today is NFL All Day is getting their second ever challenge. That's right. If you missed out on challenge number one, you'll have a chance to complete challenge number two of NFL All Day. Also, Doris Burke joins NBA Top Shot. I'm not sure if you're into that kind of thing, but we're going to talk about it. So without further ado, let's cue the music and let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, UFC Strike, Panini America NFT, and we also talk about some other NFT projects as well, as long as we deem them worthy. Now, as stated in the intro of today's podcast, there's really not a lot going on right now. All right, we still haven't gotten any update if there's going to be any challenges for those playoff moments that we just got a week ago. So we're kind of left in the dark there. We're not even 100% sure when the next round of playoff packs are going to be coming, if we're not getting any until round two. So as, you know, everyone's being left in the dark and there's not a lot of information out there, the marketplace just continues to plummet. And I got to say, I'm still discouraged, man. When I log into NBA Top Shot now, I don't find like the same excitement as I used to. And that's unfortunate, man, but it's not just NBA Top Shot. It's a lot of NFT projects right now. I feel like NFTs in general are losing a bit of steam, a bit of interest. And if you don't want to, you know, take my word for it, you can just go ahead and look at the numbers. A lot of NFT projects are way down right now as opposed to where they were, you know, a couple months ago. So we're definitely in a dip. That's for sure. Now, are you buying the dip or are you selling the dip? That's the question you need to ask yourself. All right, I was on LiveToken the other day, which I still pretty oftenly frequent, you know, just waiting to see if I can get any mega snipes. But I was on and I was looking at my account valuation, right? And for the first time, I think it might be the first time ever, actually, my account EV was in the negative. I never imagined a day when I'd see that. It's always been positive, and like positive by a healthy margin. And I checked it and it was in the red and I couldn't believe it. We are in a nasty drought right now. And I really hope something can happen to turn it around. But at this point, I'm not sure. I thought that the playoff pack, I thought the lower mint counts of the moments would help, but it really hasn't. I really hope Roham and Top Shot and Dapper Labs in general has a plan to try to fix what's going on right now. When you know what I don't believe is going to be the big fix? Doris Burke. Now, much respect to Doris Burke. I like Doris Burke. I have no problem with Doris Burke. But the fact that they're going to have her come on to give commentary on some Top Shot moments like what we've gotten from Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson and now Doris Burke, it's going to be fine. You know what I mean? I'm still going to go after the moments, whether she's narrating them or not. But the fact that she is, I don't see that increasing the value of these moments really at all. We didn't even see an increase with having Kevin Durant or Klay Thompson narrating the moments. So now you had Doris Burke. This isn't the fix. I don't know if it's supposed to be the fix. I don't know if this is supposed to, you know, increase engagement and interest with the community. I just don't think that that's going to happen. But, you know, we got to talk about it at least and get the details to see what's actually happening. All right, so I went ahead and fired up the NBA Top Shot blog post about Doris Burke, and we're going to take a look at it and just going to, you know, give my thoughts and opinions on, you know, what's going on. So it says here, Doris Burke, groundbreaker, pioneer, baller, one of the most beloved broadcasters in the NBA. And I don't, you know, I totally I've no beef with that statement. I think she's a legend. She's a well-known figure. It also says here, in a staple of the NBA playoffs is taking her to NBA Top Shot for the 2022 postseason. There's going to be 8 breakdowns. It says breakdowns from jaw-dropping moments. There's going to be new rounds of breakdowns coming after every NBA playoff pack drop, featuring special insight and analysis. So it seems here like after each round, they're going to go back and retroactively add Doris Burke to select moments to give her a recap. Well, let me read that. So it says 8 breakdowns of just dropped moments, 4 new rounds of breakdowns coming, after each NBA playoff pack, and it's going to be special insight analysis. So, you know, let me keep reading. So it says mic drop days. Nobody brings a moment to life like Doris Burke. And after every 2022 NBA playoff pack drop, she'll be adding her commentary to her favorite plays from each drop. Okay, so I was right with how I dissected the first part, that she's going to retroactively go back and add commentary to moments that you might already have in your collection. So it says here, for her first round of NBA playoffs, look for her first round breakdowns before the second NBA playoff pack drop. Now, there's already like 8 moments that Doris Burke's commentary got added to retroactively that you might have in your account and not even know it. So I went ahead and looked at the list. And, you know, I checked the prices just to see the average sales price to see if they went up or down since the Doris Burke commentary. And a good example is Joel Embiid, okay? So Doris Burke's commentary got added to the Joel Embiid Series 3 Throwdown, which was a challenge reward, okay? There's only 506 of them minted. And it was off of, he missed the free throw, got an offensive rebound passed back to him. And he had a dunk. I hesitated to call it a throw down as it was more like a throw in, which personally for me is a pet peeve and I can't stand when people get hyped about a dunk when it was a throw in and not an actual dunk. Needless to say, or regardless, that's not even important, okay? That's just what bugs me. So the Doris Burke commentary got added to it. I'm over here looking at the average sales price. And the average sale over the last, let me pull it up here. So the average sales price over the last 60 days comes in at $302, which isn't bad. $302, not bad at all. You know what the lowest ask is today with the commentary just recently added? $225. That's it. That is a pretty big drop off after getting commentary added. So, like I said at the top, not sure if Doris Burke's commentary is going to be the big fix that we quite frankly need on NBA Top Shot. All right, so that's going to do it for NBA Top Shot talk today. Let's talk about NFL all day. Now, I'm more excited about this than I am the Doris Burke, and we don't even really have any information on the NFL all day challenge. All we got is an email if you're in closed beta. It feels kind of funny saying that we're in closed beta still because so many people have access to it. They haven't even really been adding anybody via, you know, email confirmation waves like we had. I think we had like 5 or 6 waves of invites being sent out. But at this point, they haven't sent out any invites to people yet. We're still in closed beta. So as long as you're in closed beta, you should have gotten an email to your account on file that reads, this Thursday, May 12th, which will be tomorrow if you listen to this day of recording. If you're listening to it the day after, then it would be today. So this Thursday, May 12th, the NFL will be unveiling the 2022 regular season schedule, which is always an exciting day. That last part was me, not the quote. And we've got just the thing to celebrate, a challenge. And then it goes on to say, keep an eye on our social channels and your email inbox. We'll announce the challenge requirement details on Thursday. So, as you see, we really don't have much to talk about. All we know is that we're going to be getting an NFL all-day challenge, which will be the second challenge ever. Now, I really wasn't a fan of how they went about challenge number one, where I'm just so used to Top Shot challenges, right? It's all laid out there nicely for you. You can add moments to it. You can see what you're missing. And, you know, you have the progress bar. It's nice and easy to read and understand. How NFL All Day had the first ever challenge, it was kind of messy. You had to go into the marketplace. You had to buy the moments. You had to, you know, use the email that you were given to figure out what moments were eligible. And you just needed them in your account. You didn't need to put them into a challenge like you do for Top Shot. So it was a bit confusing. But for challenge number two, right, I assume it's going to be a similar setup as, you know, the first challenge wasn't even that long ago. And if you go on the website, there's no like challenge tab. So I assume it's going to be a similar setup. There's going to be an email with the list of players. You got to go into the marketplace and buy them. Do your due diligence. Make sure you have the right shit in your account and you'll get the reward. So not only do we not know the requirements, we also don't know the reward. My guess is it's going to be a probably a base pack from weeks, you know, ranging between week one and week like 13, 14. It'll probably be a pack. So, we'll know more details on Thursday when it actually comes out. But right now, we don't know the reward. We don't know the requirements. But we know the day is going to be announced. And we know that you're going to really have to check your email, because that's going to be the only way to make sure you have the list of requirements. Now, if you want to make sure you don't miss the requirement list, give us a follow on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. That is all one word, no periods, no underscores, no nonsense, and I'll be tweeting out that list once it becomes available. Now, that is going to do it for this episode of Crypto Ballers. Like I said, kind of a slow news cycle right now. Don't have a lot of stuff going on, so we're making do with what we got, all right? We don't have a lot of things to talk about, but I'm going to try to make it work and get it into a show because I want to keep this thing going. So hopefully we'll have some exciting things coming down the pipeline. Definitely look to check back on Friday once the NFL All Day Challenge is live. Now, of course, it goes live on Thursday, but on Friday, maybe I'll get on here. We can talk about the requirements, what it'll cost to complete, and if we think it's going to be worth it. Now, challenge number one, if we're talking, you know, how much the price of a base pack is, challenge number one was not worth it unless you had several of the moments already in your account, which there was a couple bottlenecks. So we're going to be, you know, keeping a close eye on challenge number two, trying to figure out if it's actually going to be worth your hard-earned money. So make sure you come back for that one. Leave us a five-star review on Apple Podcasts and or Spotify would be great. I got to say good luck to the Boston Celtics, who are playing in Game 5 back in Boston. They had a humongous win in Milwaukee for Game 4. Looking forward to Game 5. It's going to be very stressful. I'm going to do my best not to get on Twitter, because some of the tweets that I want to be sending during these games, especially the ones in Milwaukee when that officiating was totally nuts, I probably could have got banned from Twitter for some of the things that I had in the text box. And luckily, I was wise enough to just hit the back button and not bother. All right, that's going to do it. Look to check back on Friday. May the marketplace, however, you know, we're in a drought right now. You might find some good deals in there. So hopefully, maybe, the marketplace will be in your favor.